تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وسئل عليه السلام عن الإيمان فقال الإيمان معرفة بالقلب وإقرار باللسان وعمل بالأركان.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam was asked about belief when he said, belief means appreciation with the heart, acknowledgement with the tongue, and action with the limbs.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, in this beautiful statements of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, he speaks about this organ or this part of the human body known as the heart. Now, of course, the heart being the center of the love for Allah, and it being the center where it is the abode of Allah, we find that this heart is something which needs to be protected. When the heart is perfected, and the soul is perfected and the intellect is perfected, well, then that is how we reach salvation. Now, of course, trying to reach the ultimate perfection is something which is very difficult, and ultimately the ultimate perfection is Allah, and nobody can reach that level of perfection. But when we find that in human terms, the perfection of a human being and the perfect human being, of course, was the Holy Prophet, and after him, the divinely appointed Imams. The heart has a huge role to play. We find that along with their souls and their intellects, their hearts were also perfect and pure. And so along these lines, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he speaks about the heart, and he says that if the heart gains security and tranquility, it will be overtaken by vanity. Now, sometimes in our lives as Muslims, or even as non-Muslims, we ask this question as to, well, why do we have insecurity, or we have this turbulent, unstable times in our lives? Now, one of the solutions or one of the reasons can potentially be in this tradition, that if one has too much security and too much stability and too much tranquility and just too much, then what happens is a human being becomes vain. And I mean, there is a lot of truth to this. So when everything is going our way and everything is just rosy and, you know, the world is just perfect, then we start to slip. We start to relax, right? We might not read our salah. We might not read the Quran anymore. We might not thank Allah. We might not be humble in front of Allah. Why? Well, because we have everything that we want. So why worry about all these other things, such as reading the Quran or reading supplications or doing the salah on time? Meaning a certain kind of arrogance and a certain kind of vanity overcomes us and our hearts. And so this security and tranquility, and because this is a translation from Arabic, we kind of have to understand what the context is. So this doesn't mean, you know, by security, it doesn't mean go and live in like a war zone. No, this security means that as an individual, you feel like you are safe from, for example, the fires of hell and the disobedience of Allah. This is the security that's being talked about. And tranquility, this doesn't mean that we should live, you know, a difficult, pauper life and, you know, make sure that our life is always unstable and chaotic. No, here by tranquility, what it really means is that, you know, as an individual, we should not feel like, you know, just put your legs up on the table type thing and everything is okay, there's no problem, you know, I don't need to worry about, you know, my prayers, I don't need to worry about my hereafter. It's kind of this negligence more than tranquility. And of course, as Imam Ali says, if this kind of security in this meaning and this kind of tranquility in this meaning overtakes a person's heart, in result, it will become arrogant, it will become vain, and of course, it will become ruined. Profound and very deep and beautiful lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Whilst inside the shrine of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the visitor is recommended to busy themselves and engage with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's through the recitation of the Quran or through a number of important supplications, invocations and ziyaras that indeed establish this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt. Here, for example, we are in the sahan, or the courtyard, so to speak, of Sayyida Fatima within the shrine of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And a visitor here is recommended to recite a number of supplications and ziyaras. One could recite Dua al-Sabah, the supplication for the morning from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Or Ziyarat Ashura, Ziyarat Warith, Ziyarat al-Jami' al-Kabira, Hadith al-Kisa, Dua Kumail ibn Ziyad, Dua al-Nudba, Dua al-Samat, Dua al-Tawassul, the Munajat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This and many other supplications are highly recommended. But of course, one of the most crucial is one that is referred to as Ziyarat Aminullah. Now, this ziyara is not only specific for the shrine of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, but for every one of the ma'sumeen, whether it's in Madinatul Munawwara, whether it is in Najaf, Karbala, Kadhimain, Mashhad, or in Samarra. We are recommended to recite Ziyarat Aminullah, which is an authentic ziyara established and one that is from the fourth holy Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Sajjad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Now this ziyara is key because it's made up of two segments. The first is the greeting of the Imam, alayhi salam. The second is a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we recite this ziyara and any others, it is crucial that we recite it in Arabic, but also to try and figure out and ascertain its meaning in our own languages too. For example, if it is English or any other language, let's read the translation and reflect on the words. As-salamu alayka ya ameen Allahi fi ardih. Peace and blessings be upon you, O the one who is entrusted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his vicegerent on his earth. Ashhadu annaka jahadta fillahi haqqa jihadih. I bear witness that you struggled in the path of Allah in the best possible way. وَعَمِلْتَ بِكِتَابِهِ And you worked to establish the teachings of Allah through the Holy Quran. وَاتَّبَعْتَ سُنَنَ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ And you followed the teachings and the path of his prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his holy progeny. حتى دعاك الله إلى جواره فقبضك إليه باختياره. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised you towards him and made you in his proximity.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.